Put jars in your washing machine, finest jars you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, C-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Later, maybe the waiting room in a hospital ain't exactly the place to talk about what I want to talk about.
What is it, Papa?
I wanted to say something a little while ago, but I couldn't in front of Mr. White. Do you think he'll be back soon?
I don't know.
He's a nice man. It don't seem like he's the father of Ted.
Tell me, Papa, what is it you wanted to say?
It's about Willie. Even when he gets the money for the house that is sold, it ain't going to be enough to pay Ted back everything.
I know that.
So I was thinking that maybe I could go and see Ted myself.
About what? Surely you wouldn't ask Ted to take Bill back in the
evening. Nah. Even if I thought of it, well, I know Willie would never go back to work for Ted.
What do you have in mind, Papa?
I ain't got much money, but I thought every week a little I could take from the money I make. And little by little, I would help pay the money back that Willie owes Ted.
Oh, Papa.
The reason I would like to do this, I want to put on black and white so that all of a sudden Ted can't ask for the rest of his money. And, well, Willie maybe would have to go in bankruptcy. I wouldn't want that to happen. Things are bad enough with Willie.
Papa.
I wouldn't do this unless you said it was all right. I don't want Ted to think that I am asking for any favors for you. I would make it very clear to him.
If you want to talk to Ted, if you think you can accomplish anything for Bill, you go right ahead, Papa.
Thank you, Meta. But like I said, I want it on black and white that I pay so much every week. You don't have to say anything to Willie about that until everything is settled. And who knows if Ted will want to do it my way. But I can try. That's all I
can... Hello, Major. Good evening, Mr. Bauer.
Oh, good evening, Ted.
Has my father left, or haven't you seen him?
Yeah, he was here, Ted. He'll be back. He went to talk to Dr. Bowling.
The nurse said there's been no change in Chucky's condition.
Yeah, that's what she told us, too.
Meta, I've wondered if we shouldn't consider bringing in another consultant.
You brought one in, Ted. He told you that everything was being done for Chucky that could possibly be done. I don't feel another doctor's opinion is necessary.
Would you object if I...
Do exactly as you wish. But please remember that Dr. Bowling is in charge. And will remain in charge.
You really had no intention, Ted, of getting another doctor's opinion. But you do know that Meta will refuse to discuss anything with you. Unless it concerns Chucky's welfare. You're a bit uneasy. And you hope that when your father returns to the waiting room, you can accomplish something here that you were unable to accomplish when you saw Bill this evening. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
Does is making news today. 100,000 miles of wash line shouted out for white, white washes without red hands. The women of this country are going back to Does.
Yes, the women of this land who tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are coming back to Does.
Oh, yes. I tried one of those no-rinse powders, but land sakes, what it did to my poor hands. So now I'm back to Does. It does just what the ads say. Gives me white, white washes without red hands.
That was Michigan. But the same thing's happening in Ohio, in Oregon.
Sure, I did experiment with some of those chemical suds on wash day, but I've gone back to Does again. Gets the dirtiest clothes so clean, yet it's so nice to the colors and my hands.
There's a reason Does can do all this. It's the way Does is made.
Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents. Rich, real soap, balanced with two active detergents.
That's why work clothes come so clean, linens wash so white. And with all that, Does is extra safe for colors and almost as mild as a toilet soap on hand.
That's why today in Kansas City, New York City, Center City, the swing is back to Does.
Does does everything. So how about it? If you want white, white washes without red hands, get Does today.
Oh, Ted, I didn't know you were here.
You spoke with Dr. Bowling, Father?
Yes, I did. He seems to be a most competent man.
Yeah, Dr. Bowling, he's a fine doctor.
He told me exactly what he told you, Mater. The fact that there's been no appreciable change in the boy's condition was the only hopeful sign.
I only wish I could feel that no change is a hopeful sign, Mr. White.
All we can do, my dear, is wait. As for myself, I'm more than confident that Chucky will recover. Dr. Bowling must necessarily be conservative in his opinion. Any doctor would be. I refuse to be anything but optimistic. I only hope that when Chucky does recover, you and I, Mater, can reach some kind of understanding. As I told your brother earlier this evening, I've made mistakes. But I should like the opportunity to rectify them.
You saw Willie tonight?
Yes, Mr. R.
Ted, don't you think it's time we left? It's almost 11 o'clock.
In just a few minutes, Father. I should like to tell Mater and Mr. Bauer of my conversation with Bill.
If you'll excuse me, I think I'll go to Chucky's room.
Please, Mater. You might at least do me the courtesy to listen.
I'm not interested in anything you might have said to Bill.
Oh, mate, I appreciate your daughter's feelings, Mr. Bauer. I understand her lack of interest in anything but her son.
It isn't that, Mr. White. It's only... Well, what difference does it make?
Only this difference, my dear. I'm very certain that you are concerned about your brother, just as I have been.
Really, Ted? But perhaps you think you can pull the wool over Papa's eyes. And possibly your own father's. But,
Mater, so let Ted talk.
I offered Bill the opportunity to return to the agency with a 5-year contract. I was somewhat amazed at his bitterness toward me. I can't help thinking that you and your brother are very much alike. You refuse to recognize the fact that a man can change. There's no reason why we can't all of us be at least on a friendly basis. Bill needs work. Not only would it be of great help to him financially, but psychologically.
You refused your offer, Ted?
Flatly. Perhaps you, Mr. Bauer, could convince him. I have no motive, as he seems to think, in having asked him to come back to the agency.
I don't think he'd ever believe that any more than I would, Ted. If Bill had accepted your offer, I'd have lost all respect for him. I'm glad he had enough backbone. Enough self-respect not to accept what you hoped everyone would consider a generous gift.
Meta, won't you believe anything I say?
No. You've used Bill. You kept him on at the agency for only one reason. He knows that now. You never were interested in what kind of a job he did. But he was my brother. For a time, you were able to handle him. And through him, you were able to handle me. The day is gone, Ted, for us to ever find a meeting ground again. Why don't you give up? I'm through. If there ever was anything good and fine between us, that was lost years ago.
Ted, I think we'd better leave.
Very well, Father. Good night, Meta. Meta,
we are going too, Ted.
No, Papa, I'm staying.
Meta.
I can't leave, I just can't. Any time, any minute, Chucky may regain consciousness. And I want to be here. I want him to know I'm here. I want him to know that never again, never, will we be separated. You go home, Papa.
You ain't going to stay here all night.
Yes. It was the darkness that always frightened Chucky. I don't want him to be with strangers if he should waken while it's still night. There's no use your talking, Papa. I'm staying.
All right, Nick. I won't try to talk you into going home.
Thank you, Papa.
I have my car downstairs, Mr. Bauer. May I give you a lift?
Thank you, Ted, but I think I'll walk a few blocks. Little air will do me good. But I'll go downstairs with you.
Later.
Yes, Mr. White.
May God bless you. And answer your prayers. All our prayers. Good night, Nathan.
Mrs. Murphy is saying it. Mrs. Wagner is saying it. Women everywhere are saying...
For white, white washes without red hands, I'm going back to Dove.
Yes, for white, white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Dove. So if you've been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover your hands couldn't take it, then change to Dove. See what it means to get clothes really clean. Towels dazzling white, colors sparkling. To get all this with such wonderful care for your hands,
you get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, join the swing to Dove. Get it today. A change in Chucky's condition. in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.